This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, mamas. I am no longer a hater. Today, I took a stand and decided that I am no longer a hater. It's something that I've taken pride in. It's something that has been a part of my identity for so long. It is so easy and just so fun to be a hater. Especially in today's world where there's just so much to hate, so many people to hate, and rightfully so. There's so much cringe out there. There's so much, just unsavory stuff that it's so much easier to just switch that gear into hate, the hate train, and, you know, go full steam ahead. But I'm ripping that gear shift out, and I'm going on the highway to positivity, baby. Oh my God. Okay. I don't want to, like, sit here and, like, pretend like I'm, like, some guru, like, I'm gonna, like, be your, like, therapist or something, but genuinely, I've felt a shift, okay? Something has indeed shifted, where my first response to things that are, like, mildly annoying is to be a hater and be like, ugh. Like, for example, I just got a car, like, about a week ago, and I've been in situations that would typically call for a road rage response, but I've not been giving that. I have been giving grace and peace to my fellow drivers on the road. And it's kind of had a snowball effect throughout my life, and I'd love to share it with you and save you the useless money that you could spend on therapy and professional mental health resources. So what are those? Okay, let's begin. Also, another example is right now, I don't know if you can hear it, there is a purge siren going off every 20 seconds, along with, like, the national, like, FEMA emergency, like, burp, siren. And to most people, that would be, like, very grating. And I'm approaching the situation with grace and understanding because it's Halloween weekend. It's the Friday before Halloween when I'm recording this, and I realize that people are having a good old time, and who am I to be Ebenezer Scrooge and, like, kill the fun? I'm not going to walk over down the street and be like, can you turn that down? No, because I am no longer a hater. I'm an understander and a lover. It's, like, a little too strong. Let's take our baby steps here. I guess, like, the synthesis, that's not the word, like, the reason why I'm making this episode is because, like, I have, like, a list of, like, podcast episode ideas, you know, when the brain is getting real dry and I'm like, shit, what now? And I realized a large portion of them were, like, very negative. And, you know, mind you, this is Drama Mama, okay? We report on drama here for the most part, even though, like, half the time just not even, I'm just, like, talking out of my ass, but I realized that so many of the topics I wanted to talk about were so negative, and I thought to myself, why? What good is being created by talking about this? And I realized that, you know, I don't know what the beating heart of the negativity and haterism and haterade that I've been drinking recently is, but I think part of it has to do with, like, some of the content I consume. I will log onto my YouTube, and it's, like, all these, like, commentary YouTubers, not saying that they're the devil or anything, but it's like commentary YouTubers being like, the downfall of iDubbbz, or fucking like, why we are all in a death spiral and we're never coming out of it. And it was like, oh, that's a little bit exhausting. And I remember at the start of the year, around the end of last year, when I was like compiling my predictions, as I do around the end of each year, I was looking at like some other people's predictions to rip them off and steal them, because I actually have never had an original video in my life. I actually don't even make my videos, guys. I have them outsourced to like a sweatshop in a third world country, and that I just literally give my likeness to an AI program and it creates my YouTube videos. But I saw this, this person on Twitter, and one of their predictions for 2023 was, like, down with, endless cynicism, endless, negativity, and in 2023, what's gonna be in is blind positivity and unwavering loving and not hating, to paraphrase. And I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. I was like, there's no way. No. Because, like, sorry, I need to, like, unzip this jacket before I actually pass out. I felt, like, such a strong identity with the hater movement, okay? And I will say movement because it genuinely feels like a movement. I know so many friends who are haters proudly, and I was like, I'm behind it, baby. Like, this is my movement. But so to be at a point where I'm like, wow, I now want to approach everything with love and care, feels a little funky because it's something that I never thought I'd do. But here I am. Side note, before I lose this thought, because I can feel it slipping away. Why don't we have villains? Genuinely, why don't we have villains? And like, I know we have evil people in the world, like terrorists and shit. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, like, bring back ISIS or anything. But, like, did y'all hear that police siren? I'm saying we need villains. Like, Despicable Me-ass villains. I want to see the motherfuckers that were in Despicable Me doing their things. Can someone steal the moon? Or even draw, like, a penis on the moon? What about, like, literally, like, chopping down, like, all the palm trees on, like, a street or something. Like, just funny, almost harmless crimes. Why do we have fucking murderers and, like, assaulters when we can have people that did, like, funny, silly crimes? Like, attaching, like, a giant helium balloon to the White House and, like, sending Joe Biden to space. That would be funny. That would be funny. And it would be harmless because he has probably 4 days left on this earth. The purge siren just went off when I said that. It was kind of crazy. No, genuinely, like, we have no fun crimes. And, like, there's some crimes that are genuinely... this sounds so crazy. There's some crimes that are, like, actually comical and fun and really don't hurt anyone. Very few. But we need the criminals of the world to get more creative, is I guess what I'm saying. Anyways, back to being a little positive, butthole of sunshine. One of the podcast topics that I wanted to bring onto Drama Mama for you all was, I don't know if you've heard, Jideon, I truly don't know how to pronounce the YouTube channel. He was like a YouTuber who was like, he did like pranks and stuff, like these really like crazy pranks, like nothing that I would ever even fucking think of doing in my lifetime. Like, this man was like pranking like the Mona Lisa, all this crazy stuff. I was gonna say going to furry conventions, but I did that too, but I did that after, so I low-key copied him, I guess. But like, and all of a sudden I see that he converted to Christianity, and my immediate response was like whiplash. It wasn't like a positive or a negative, it was just like an emotional whiplash. I was like, huh? And why I say huh is because he like fully stopped posting YouTube videos. Like, I think the last time he posted was, like, 6 months ago. And he started, like, a new channel where he, like, gives, like, his testimony to Christ and stuff. Which, by the way, before you get it fucking twisted, you little psychos, I find it so beautiful when someone has found their religion and found comfort in it. And I think it's an awesome thing to have. It's not something that I have, but power to you. If you're Muslim, you're Christian, you're Jewish, anything, power to you. I'm not about that life, but power to you. Even though I am baptized, so, like, and I'm an ordained priest. I'm not kidding. If y'all ever need, like, me to officiate a wedding, hit me up, hit my line. I got ordained as a priest, like, when I was 15 somehow, but I can, like, legally marry people, so that's awesome. Anyways, I was gonna make, like, a podcast topic episode on, like, I don't know, it was gonna be something fucking stupid, like, the whiplash of changing creators. I don't even know. Like, I was basically just gonna talk about how, like, it's sometimes so hard to follow people online, because it's, like, one second they're something, and then the next second they're something else. And, like, even outside of creators, like, Kanye West, I remember when he randomly just, like, went so Christian, like, released, like, a gospel album, and I was, like, a diehard Kanye fan back then. And I was like, I was a little bit taken aback. I was like a little bit, jostled, because it was so out of left field. And I was going to make this whole episode on, like, why it's so crazy that's so out of left field. But, like, what is that accomplishing? That's accomplishing nothing. And power to him and his journey that he is on. And just because it mystified me at first doesn't mean I need to make a whole negative video about it, on it, being like, hey, what's up with that Gideon guy? He's pretty Christian all of a sudden. That's weird. No. The hater days are done. And now you're probably thinking, Ben, you're sounding a little bit hypocritical because you are suddenly switching up. You were a hater one day, and now you're a lover the next. And to that, I say, you are right. But that's why I scrapped the thing in the first place, so catch 22. Anyways. And just, like, we mostly have haters in the world. I would say if you gathered, like, a group of people on the street, I'd say probably, like, 70% of them, 70 of those 100 people, would be haters in some shape or form. To, like, define haters before we get too deep in the mud, like, someone who's, like, a negative Nancy, a negative person who will, like, shit on something before anything else. If there's anything out of the ordinary, they think it's, like, evil. Stuff like that. I would say 70 out of 100 out of 100 people are haters like that. So to be a lover amongst the haters in a time where there are so many, I think, could be a genuinely beautiful thing. I think negativity is just as infectious as positivity is. I don't know, maybe one is, like, more, actually, you know, I'm gonna say negativity maybe is a little bit more infectious than positivity, because you can, like, smile at someone and they're like, and then, like, maybe go about their day and, like, forget that they had, like, a little cute interaction with a stranger or something. But, like, negativity, like, if you've ever been in a TikTok comment section, bruh, negativity is contagious. That shit is COVID-23. Like, people will, like, you can, like, post a video on TikTok, and just depending on how the bandwagon is that night, people will just, like, bandwagon off of each other, and if, like, the first few comments are something negative, boom. The real original minds of the TikTok comment section are all of a sudden commenting everything negative, because it's all they were known, and that's what was trained to them. But if you were the first person to comment on that, and you commented something positive, you said, hey, Charli D'Amelio, you're actually dancing really awesome, that might start a new chain. People might think, you know what? Actually, tonight, Charli D'Amelio is dancing really awesomely. And what a beautiful thing that is. And it goes so far beyond, like, a TikTok comment section. You know, there's the classic paying it forward in, like, a drive-thru. That's so awesome. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. I think it's maybe like more common in Canada because I know there's like basically no social fabric in the United States. But in Canada, sometimes we'll be in like the drive-thru and you pull up to the window and they say, "Oh, hello, sir. The person in front of you paid for your order." And then you have this little fuzzy feeling like, and before they even suggest it to you, most people probably think, you know what? I'd like to pay for the order behind me. And it starts this beautiful chain until someone orders fucking like $60 and breaks it or and causes strife to the person that has to pay for the fucking order. Yeah, what actually is like the correct social response in a situation like that if you if your people are paying it forward and then it comes to you and the person in front ordered like six or person behind you ordered $60 of food and you were like getting like a soda. That actually would fucking piss me off. I would like go right back to hater mode. Anyways, we'll continue right after this quick break. Now I've had moments like this before, like literally I've like taken an edible before and just be like, wow, the universe is so beautiful and I'm never gonna have another negative thought in my life. And then, like, the next day, something mildly aggravating happens, and I fucking get so, I go right back to my hater ways. So, maybe I'm just, in like, my head is in the clouds, and I'm thinking, you know, today, I'm never gonna be a hater again. But tomorrow, who the fuck knows? But I genuinely feel, I'm speaking it into existence today, okay? I've been a little bit of a lover and not a hater for like the past literally probably 2 hours since I like decided to be a lover and not a hater, but I'm putting it out there and I'm speaking it so that like there's record of it and I'm going to be a lover. And I've ramped up my hating too, like in the past like week or so, like some switch fucking flipped. I mean, it's been like a kind of rough Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I opened like Twitter. There's like some Mr. Beast drama. I'll just cover that because this is drama, okay? We have to keep some drama. The whole like Rosanna Pansino edited out of the Mr. Beast video. I just opened Twitter to this. When I asked for the raw footage, Mr. Beast went radio silent. And that's like the whole tweet. I don't know what to say that. Anyways, moving on. No, like, I recently, like, discovered the reply fucking button on Twitter, and I've been going crazy. I've been going off with it. Like, there's this tweet that said a study claims that 48% of Gen Z feel that sex and sexual content is not needed for the plot of most TV and movies. 51.5% reportedly want to see more content focused on friendships and platonic relationships. And I reply with, did they only poll virgins? And then someone, like posted this TikTok on Twitter of like this really gory Halloween setup that someone had for their front door. And this person said, I like Halloween, but people that just make their decorations murder and gore are annoying. And I said, boo, the fun police is on the case. And then the other day I just tweeted a fucking picture of, that's a sniper wolf. And it's not even like my battle to fight. It really isn't. And I think, you know what, back to like, just how like what you consume feeds your negativity or your positivity. I'm on Twitter so much, which is like the fucking peak of negativity. It's like as about as bad as it gets. It's like a cesspool of people just yelling at each other. I'm on that thing 30 minutes a day, so that probably contributes to it. And I think one of my final straws for, you know, taking this leap into positivity is like it's Halloween weekend, as I mentioned already, as the purge sirens have been going off. It's like Halloween weekend, and I'm usually the most bitter that I ever get, like around Halloween, because it's like it's a very hassle filled holiday. It's not like Thanksgiving where you literally pull up. And unless you have to cook the food, you go there, you eat, and you go to bed. Like, Halloween, Jesus Christ, it's like a month before. You're planning everything. You're like, arr! Like, what am I going to be? You're coordinating outfits with people. I'm coordinating a group outfit this Halloween. Holy fuck, that's not been the funnest thing ever. And then you have to figure out, like, what parties you're going to. It's cold. It's October. If you're anywhere, even here in LA, it's cold on Halloween, which is awesome. It's so much planning. And it's typically, I mean, as a kid, I fucked with it because, like, it was your parents would, like, drive you to where you were getting, like, trick-or-treating and stuff. But, like, now it's just so loaded and you have to, like, you have to pay $100 for an Uber to get home because you had a little sipping tin of alcohol. It's, like, fucking annoying. So, Halloween has become increasingly agitating for me. But I realized, I was like, I need to just get back to the roots of Halloween, of what made it so fun and so enjoyable. Why am I bothering to be a hater, seeing people's TikToks of costumes that they clearly planned 6 months ago and turned out so fucking well, but boo, I'm dressed up as Baljeet from Phineas and Ferb. Like, no. No, we're not going to be a hater. There's an ancient saying, a classic saying that I'd love to share with you. Blowing out others' candles doesn't make yours shine any brighter. Let me say it again, because I'm pretty sure I fucked it up at some point in that sentence. Blowing out others' candles doesn't make yours shine any brighter. And it is true. You can rag and dunk on other people as much as you want. It doesn't make you a more fun person. It kind of does in our day and age, because, like, with TikTok, you can, like, make fun of someone on TikTok. You stitch their video and then your video gets like 4 bajillion likes. So that, you know, there's some exceptions, but maybe if the universe has karma or something, it will, everything will equal out. And the people that make TikToks with 4 million likes being like, hey, isn't this guy a fucking loser, will have their day. It'll come. So, it, you know, when we are jealous of someone, when we are envious of someone, it's easy to just, like, say, fuck that person, they suck, and just, like, pick them apart. When that's not helping you, like, at all, like, literally at all, and in fact is hurting you because you are spending so much time and energy focusing on someone else and how much you hate that person and how much you're jealous of them, when you could be doing literally anything else. And as well, you start to take the things that you have for granted. So say someone has luxury Lamborghini. They have luxury Lamborghini and you have a fucking Toyota Corolla. And they're your neighbor. And every time you leave the house, you see their Lamborghini. And you're like, fuck, I fucking hate them. You aren't realizing that the Toyota Corolla that you have yourself is an amazing car. Toyota Corollas have some of the best fucking mileage. I have a Toyota Corolla with 300,000 kilometers on it, and that bitch has never broken down on me. And what a beautiful thing that is. But if you're so focused on other people's things, their material stuff, their accomplishments that have nothing to do with you, it's gonna start to suck, and you start to lose sight of what is right in front of you. Your beautiful Toyota Corolla, which I do miss very much. I'd like to take a quick second to acknowledge that my like childhood car was a Toyota Corolla. Like, it was my mom's car, and then she gave it to me when I got my driver's license, and now it's like my car when I'm back in Canada. But fuck, I miss it. Like, I don't miss like having to fill up gas. Like, now I have an electric car, which is really awesome, and it's like free. Like, what the fuck? It's like free. Like, you just drive that thing around and it's free. Yes, I know there's like an electricity bill, but my roommate pays that and he's never hounded me for it. So I'm going to pretend like electricity is free and run every fucking light in this house. I do pay the internet bill though. But I'm living and loving my electric car. And yes, I know that they are not a solution to the earth, A, and like B, the reliance on cars, because they're still a fucking car. And they still, you know, one person driving an electric car is one less person on public transit. And then boom, public transit is not funded. And we have 3 buses running through a city of 10 million people, aka Los Angeles. But I actually fully lost that train of thought, if we're being very real. So I'm very sorry for that. Just appreciating my Toyota Corolla and my current car. because I love the things that are in front of me because I am a lover and I am not a hater. Just because Jeff Bezos is out there somewhere on a yacht living his life doesn't take away from the fact that I love my life, believe it or not. I have so many fun people and fun things. I have this Lego flower kit that I made by myself. What an amazing creation that is. I have this awesome life that I am living in 2023 where we have like shit like DoorDash. I want an acai bowl. Bitch, I can get an acai bowl. We have boba. Motherfuckers in 2000 and like five had never had a boba. They had tapioca pudding and that was the only time they were eating tapioca. Now I can get a fucking Oreo milkshake with boba in it and it actually makes my nipples hard. We have plants. We have fresh air. I could be born in 600 years from now and there would be no fresh air and no plants and motherfuckers are living underground, like surviving off of like bugs, quite frankly. But we don't live like that. We live in an era of climate change, but it's not that bad yet. So a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for, and a lot of us get too caught up in the moment to ever appreciate it. So if you could do one thing for yourself this week is to appreciate it. All of it. Everything. The wart, from the wart on your toe to your iPhone 15 Pro Max that you love so much. Everything. Be thankful, because being alive is just a beautiful experience. Also, I should provide some context on this jacket. I saw this jacket in like an ad on Instagram and I thought it was like the coolest thing ever. And I literally got one. Believe it or fucking not, I'm thankful for this jacket. I almost want to wear this like a Halloween party, because like I think I'm doing multiple days of Halloween probably this year, which, you know, I still have some reservations about that. But like, this could maybe be a fun costume. Like, hey guys, I'm a keyboard. But it almost feels like too streetwear-y. I don't know. Please let me know in the comments. Should I wear this to a Halloween party? Fuck, it'll be too late. Never mind. Actually, don't care about your opinion. Fuck. But with that all being said, I hope you have a good day. Hope this helps you a little bit. Sorry there's no drama today. I mean, I briefly opened Twitter to drama and then read one tweet. And that's all you're getting. But I'll see you next Wednesday. Oh! We have, no, because we need to read someone's drama. Let's read the drama. This week's drama comes from @toast455. And it goes as follows. And if you want me to read your drama in a future episode, comment it down below and I'll read it. Toast says, two people in my friend group were dating and the girl started getting messages from another friend constantly saying how she was so cute. And she cheated on the person she was with through texting, mostly behind his back. Should I still be friends with the girl and the other friend after they did that? I don't know if, like, the cheating in this situation is texting mostly behind his back. I don't know. I still don't know what the definition of cheating is. I think the definition of cheating to me is, like, just being unfaithful in, like, pretty much any form. So, like, I mean, if they just texted, I don't think they're horrible fucking people. Like, I think people have desires and it is a reality of life that people cheat, but I don't think that means they should like lose all their friends, and stuff like that. And it might make you question their character. You might be like, okay, I am friends with someone who is kind of horrible to their partner and just is going around texting the phone book, like, something like that. But, no, I don't, I mean, if you can get past, like, the uncomfortability of it, I would say, like, it happens. Hopefully they own up to it. And all becomes well in the world. And I just let out the biggest burp ever. I ate eight chocolate bars today. So, not doing well on the diabetes, the pre-diabetes genetics side of things. But what the fuck ever. I love y'all. I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care. Oh, and I post on Instagram. So, like, low-key, go comment. Comment free ballsy. Comment free ballsy on my new post. Okay, I love you. Bye!